I really like this request. Oh, let me read this request. This is a good one. This person wants me to call a guy named Bob. And here's the info he sent. He says, this guy is a veteran who thinks that he's still in the army and stuff. Say some number and then say, what's your status? If he doesn't know what you're talking about, just ask if it's Bob. Say that you're from the National Military Warning System and say that there are incoming tracks from the Russia and that the estimated impact is in 75 minutes in the Detroit metropolitan area and that the warhead yield is 5 megatons and the impact point is Midtown Detroit. Say to him that you need to get out of the area immediately and as far away as possible. Wow, what a great idea. I'm definitely going to prank people and tell them that atomic bombs are on the way and to run. Panic and run. That's the best idea ever. I think it's a bad idea to say that there are incoming Russian missiles that are going to blow up the United States. So, of course, I'm going to do it. Yeah, let's see if he answers.
Hello.
Hi, I was calling for Bob.
Just a moment, please.
Or I can talk to you, ma'am. Ma'am, hello?
Yes, yes.
Oh, hey, my name's Chuck Bartowski. I live down the street from you.
Yes.
And I keep getting your mail. It keeps coming to me. It's addressed to Bob and Marcia.
You're no kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
What address are you at?
Well, I live at 8862 on the same street, and I know you're 87.
8862.
Yeah, and you're
87. So which building is that?
Stupid mailman. Oh, it's a house.
It's a house.
Yeah, it's been coming for like over a month now. I was hoping it'd stop, but it just keeps coming.
Oh, and what's the name of your street?
Well, yeah, it's kind of, it's f***ed. I'm on the same street as you. I just, 8862.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why. Like some of it's addressed to Daryl, and then there's Robert.
Oh, gee. Yeah. You got a stack of it there?
Yeah, but the problem is, my wife and I, we've been using your mail as baby wipes when we change poopy diapers. Because,
oh.
I'm sorry, we're low on money, we couldn't afford baby wipes, so there's a lot of poop on the mail.
But oh, come on. Well, then forget it.
It looks like important mail. You'd probably want to come by and pick it up.
No, I don't think so.
You don't
I think there's something... what is your address?
8862.
Where is it located?
I'm just down the street from you. Like, you know, just a block or so.
Well, you should have returned it to the post office. You sure as hell, if you're using it for baby wipes, that's against the law. If it's mail, it's not a direct address to you, you should be returning it, having your mailman... take it back to the post office.
There is no law in the law books that says I can't use someone's mail as baby wipes. Like, you point me to that law.
Where's the mail coming from?
From the postman. He's on crack or something. I don't know, but he keeps... It has your address on it. It says 876... But he just keeps bringing it to my house. I think he's blind or something. And I was hoping it would stop coming, but it's not, so... You know,
there's something fishy here someplace.
Changing the baby's diaper, and it was in reach, so I just started using all your mail as baby wipes.
Well, that's a real smart thing to do because, you know, that mail is not your property.
I think it's smart because I don't have to buy baby wipes. I just keep using your mail, and she's gone.
Yes?
Hey, is this Bob?
Who is this?
This is Chuck Bartowski from down the street. Your wife was very rude to me and hung up. I was just trying to return your mail because we've been getting your mail by mistake, I guess.
I don't have a wife. I don't. My mother is 88 years old.
Oh, okay.
I don't have a wife.
Well, excuse me. I'm sorry. I just was making an assumption.
Who's
there.
Who's your mailman?
I don't
even... Mom, please get off
the
phone.
Yeah, shut the fuck up, Mom.
Yes.
Yeah, get off the phone, lady, you old bat. Men talking here. All right, Bob?
Well, she's still on the line.
Nosy old bat.
Call my cell phone.
Okay. Okay, yeah. We're going to talk on the cell phone, lady, you nosy old lady.
What? Oh, just hold on, okay? Just call my phone.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to.
Because
I don't want that weird old freaky lady listening to my calls.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I just wanted to return your mail.
Listen, I'll talk to you and I'll explain my mother's situation. There's iron in her shirt because I went to school with the police commissioner here, and I got a funeral to go to.
Oh, my God, I don't need your life story. Listen, I just
want to tell you. No. Hang on a second. Let me write your address down, and I'll come over right now.
I've been using all your mail as diaper wipes when we changed the baby's poopy diaper.
What do you mean?
I've been using your mail as diaper wipes. You know, we changed poopy diapers, and the mail was just sitting there. So we used it to wipe up the poop off the baby's bottom.
Okay, what's the address?
8862. Yeah, it's just down the street. It has your address on the mail. It's just, it comes to our house for some reason. I think the mail...
I have, you know, one of my Army shirts that I ordered went to a Filipino over here that is retired, and his wife... I'll be over in a few minutes.
I bet you the Army shirt was gay anyway. I mean, I bet you it was really stupid looking.
I'll be over there in a second.
Okay, I'll try and wipe some of this poop off of it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.